the preacher Charles Spurgeon once wrote this. He said, if we complained less and praised more, we should be happier and God would be more glorified. Wouldn't that be something you'd want? He said, let us bless God for the eyes with which we behold the sun, and for the health and the strength to walk abroad, for the bread we eat, and for the raiment that we wear. Let us praise him that we are not cast out among the hopeless or confined amongst the guilty. Let us thank him, Lord, thank you that I'm not in jail tonight, and not in prison. Let us thank him for liberty, for friends, for family associations and comforts. Let us praise him for everything which we receive from his bounteous hand. For we deserve little, and yet are most plenteously endowed. You think of that, how little we do deserve, but yet God just pours it on and shovels things our way, those blessings. So tonight, as a crowd, you're going to have to help me with this. That kind of goes along with our title, our message tonight. This side over here, you're going to be less complaining. So when I point to you, you're going to say, oh no. So when I point to you guys, you're going to say, that's complaining. And over here, you guys are going to be more praising.
More praising. Less complaining.
More praising.
There we go. I think we're starting to get it. Here we go. Now, there's one verse I want to show you tonight. After God's miraculous deliverance crossing the Red Sea, he had done all of that for his people. He had turned bitter waters into sweet waters. He had provided bread from heaven every morning in that manna. They get to Exodus 17, and this is amazing. And the Bible says, and he called the name of the place Massa and Meribah because of the chiding of the children of Israel. They started complaining. They started murmuring against God, and because they tempted the Lord. Oh boy, they were pushing the limits. They tempted the Lord saying, is the Lord among us or not? You ever have a kid get real sarcastic? Are we going or not? No, never experienced that as a parent. But look at the sarcasm and what the people said against God here. And that's the word Jehovah there. It's all caps. Is the Lord, is he among us or not? That's the question here. That's the bottom line. Is God really involved in my life or not? Now this question will either make you a grumbler throughout life or a person who trusts in the almighty power of God. Now, how can we avoid complaining and praise the Lord more for his good? And let me just real quickly give you three things. By remembering God's work in the past. Stopping to intentionally bring to mind the great things he hath done. That's going to help us. Sitting down and taking time to reflect. You know, there are hundreds and hundreds of times in the Bible in which we are called upon to remember. Remember, remember, remember. Don't be a forgetful person about what God has done. Chronic complainers are usually people that have extremely short memories. Would you agree with that? They have short memories and they put no effort into keeping track of the trustworthy things that God has done, the noteworthy events in their life. So what do we need to do to please God? Less complaining,
more
praising. Yeah, we got to have that. And how do we do that? Well, number one, by remembering God's work in the present. Number two, by rejoicing in the Lord in the present. No matter what you're going through right now, what circumstances you're in, you can rejoice in a person, in the Lord. What do I have to be thankful for today? Well, the foundation and the beginning and the starting point is that we, by the redemption of Jesus Christ, can say, I am thankful that he has qualified me by his son, Jesus, to be part of God's family. I'm a child of God today. We may not be able to be excited about our circumstances right now, but we can always be excited about knowing the God who is controlling all things for our good, for his glory. The two are intertwined. I hope you've learned that through your Christian experience. That God is glorified when he shows his goodness in our life. He is molding and shaping us through the experiences of our lives to be more and more like his own son, Jesus. That's what he's up to. That's what he's doing. And that ought to produce a result in our life of
less complaining,
more praising.
Yeah, that ought to bring that about. Now, one more thing. By relying on God's promises for the future.
Oh boy, this is tough. Have any of God's promises ever not come true? Everybody point to one or name one where God failed to keep a promise? Then why do we act like there's any chance whatsoever of Him failing to keep one of His promises going forward? That He's going to take care of us. That He's going to be our good shepherd. That He's going to watch out for us and protect us from danger. That He's going to be there walking with us through the valley of the shadow of death. He's going to be our good Savior, our Father. Why can't we believe that? Why do we struggle with that so much sometimes? Because that ought to lead us to When Matthew Henry, maybe you have some of his commentaries from way back. He was a famous Bible commentator in the early 1800s. He wrote in his diary this interesting entry after being robbed earlier in the day. So here's the guy, Matthew Henry, he's a Bible scholar, and he's robbed earlier that day. He said this, let me be thankful, first, because I was never robbed before. That was his first time for being robbed. Second, because although he took my money, he didn't take my life. Third, because although he took everything I had, it wasn't much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed and who did the robbing. So he says, there's a lot to be thankful for here, even though he was just robbed. If you look at it and view it in light of the goodness of God and what he's accomplishing and all that, that was written by a man who had been transformed internally by the working of gratitude. And I hope you can take time this week to thank God for his goodness. And if so, what's going to happen? There's going to be
less complaining, more praising.
We don't have to ask that question, is the Lord here among us or not? We know he is. And may we see that in our lives. Since he is, we can praise him and be thankful. So set some time aside. Let me encourage you to do that. Take some time and dedicate it to remembering what God's done in the past. And to rejoice in the present and where you are. Because God's doing something in your life. He's accomplishing something great. If you realize what he's up to, he's making you to be more like Jesus, his own son. And then rely on those promises for the future. He's going to be with you, walking that path with you.